This program is intended for mature audiences only.
Welcome to the Expanded Lovemaking Show. I'm your host, Dr. Patty Taylor of expandedlovemaking.com, and I teach you how to make exquisite love. This is part two of a two-part series. Have you ever wondered why some relationships seem to get better over time? Chances are, those couples have mastered the arts of loving connection, honoring boundaries, and taking care of each other. A loving partner is so much more fun to make love to. So let's find out more about how we can all become more compassionate communicators on our show today, so we can reap the rewards for both of us.
But she and her husband had reached the point where they couldn't have sex because she was so pissed off. She had so much anger. And over the weekend, I worked with them and took them through a very powerful forgiveness exercise and really helped him to learn how to listen to her in a deeper way. And they had this great breakthrough. But tip number one, and this is the most important one of all, choose connection with the other over choosing to be right or choosing to get your way. Because we've been trained to, you know, fight for our, you know, to get our way or to fight to be right. And it's useless. You know, we're lovers, and there's just something about the way I make love that just doesn't work for you. It's a turnoff. And now, of course, underneath that is something precious, because we all want to learn how to make love in a way that's joyful and feels good. Underneath all of our feelings, anytime we're having an uncomfortable feeling, it's because there's some universal need or needs that haven't been met.
Here to share with us today is our guest, Scott Katamas. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Patty. It's great to be here.
Hey, welcome back.
Thank you.
Yeah, we've been having a blast. Talking about all kinds of fun things about self-love on our first show.
And now we get to talk about how really as couples we can use some of these techniques and tools to have great relationships.
Yes, we have. Well, tell you just a tiny bit about Scott for those of you tuning in, although I highly encourage you to hear the first show first. It'll make so much more sense. But just for those of you who are tuning in, Scott facilitates classes, workshops, and practice groups in the area of compassionate communication, which includes his understanding of NVC, which is nonviolent communication, which was founded by Marshall Rosenberg and continued on by his successor, or one of them, Robert Gonzalez, who is an absolute brilliant genius. And Scott has been documenting the work of both Marshall Rosenberg and Robert Gonzalez very extensively, so is in an amazing bird's eye view position to share with us at a very profound level really what the heart of these teachings are. He's doing a lot of work as a coach. He works with people privately as well, in person and by phone. He's doing classes in California and Hawaii, and we'll give you all that information as the show goes on. So anyway, I'm really happy to have you back, Scott. I can speak from experience. Nonviolent communication has saved the day for me. It has saved relationships for me. I have used NVC on myself to heal myself of profound, deep wounds. And I use it in little tiny ways so that my grocer talks to me and my lover talks to me and everyone in between. So let's find out what you and I are so excited about, and particularly in the context of role-playing and intimate situations.
You know, I mostly work with couples, Patty, and just today I got this amazing phone message from a woman thanking me for saving her marriage. Now, I'm not saying that I saved her marriage. It's really just my ability to communicate these tools. But she and her husband had reached the point where they couldn't have sex because she was so pissed off. She had so much anger. And over the weekend, I worked with them and took them through a very powerful forgiveness exercise and really helped him to learn how to listen to her in a deeper way. And they had this great breakthrough. And that is very typical of what happens in this work, because we all want to be understood. And if it's a new relationship, learning how to connect with the other is so important. And if it's a relationship that's been going on for a while, learning how to let go of the little resentments, let go of the old patterns or the negative judgmental patterns of behavior or thinking is very, very important. So we can keep the relationship very alive and most of all based in love. That's why I like what you named this, your show, what you named the episode, because really we all want to learn how to love ourselves and love each other more and more wonderfully all the time.
Well, I totally believe you about this woman calling you about the divorce, because I actually saved a breakup in my own experience from happening. Actually, I was at the point where we were broken up, and I went to an NVC class, and I called my breakup partner, and this was after about, I guess, 5 or 6 years of our being together, and we had reached a total breakdown. And of course, we made things worse at the end by saying horrible, hurtful things to each other back and forth, and you know, it was over. And I actually called him up and said, I am going to an NVC class, or I just went, or whatever. I mean, it was like two evenings or whatever. And I said, I know it's over for us. I really, you know, I don't have any more hope. Maybe I was on my way, because maybe if I even went to the first night, I would have a little hope. Or maybe I think I went to one night, and I was just getting, like, you know, all the stuff I had done that was, like, so profoundly, like, not cool. But anyway, or what, I can't remember that part anymore. But I said, I don't hold out any expectations for us at this point, because I know it's pretty much over. I said, however, you might want to go for yourself. I can't go the following night, but it's so revealing where we went wrong that you just might find it of interest, sort of as an epitaph to how we ended. And he went. And that was 2 years ago, and you know, we didn't end our relationship. So I totally understand the story about a divorce. I mean, that's how ended we were, and it didn't end.
I'm glad to then. Of course, I know your part. You know, your other partner. He's a great guy. So I'm glad you two are still together. For those of you listening, I want to give the first tip, because I'm hoping from the show you'll get a few tips, and then you can go to Patty's website where we have links to worksheets and real simple tools. But tip number one, and this is the most important one of all, choose connection with the other over choosing to be right or choosing to get your way. Because we've been trained to, you know, fight for our, you know, to get our way or to fight to be right, and it's useless. Until I'm connected with the other person, we're not going to hear each other. But when we connect, when we drop from dueling egos, when we get out of two minds just, you know, repartaying and fighting with each other, and drop into our heart and remember the love. Remember, you know, it's more important that we feel the love and feel the connection. And then we can express ourselves and hear each other authentically and deeply.
Wow, what a beautiful mantra. I think if you could just remember that from this entire show, choose connection, the whole show will have been worth listening to.
You know, there's a simple process that if you want, if you'll give me a minute, I'll just take people through. So at home, if you're listening, I want you to imagine the last time, or imagine a time that you had a really uncomfortable argument or disagreement with someone you love. And choose in your imagination a person that you genuinely want to have a good connection with. So let's, now that you've got that in your mind, I want you to just kind of go back And remember what was going on in your head when you were having that conflict. And I'm going to ask you a few questions. To what degree was your primary intention to be right? To what degree was your primary intention to be understood? To what degree was your primary intention to either get that person to do something or to avoid what they wanted you to do? Finally, to what degree was your intention to just connect heart to heart, to really seek to understand that person's point of view? Now, for those of you that your intention was to connect, God bless you. That's beautiful. And for most of us, that wasn't our primary connection. You know, what was going on. Most of the time, our intention is to try and be right or to be understood. Imagine if you had let go of the ego, let go of the personality, let go of that part of you that wanted to get your way, and it just dropped into your heart and really sought to understand what's going on with this other person. Why is he or she, what are they thinking? What are they feeling? What are they needing? And if we can drop into that place, I promise you, I teach this, I see it over and over and over. When we can drop into that place, we're choosing love over separation. We're choosing connection over separation. We're choosing compassion over judgment.
Well, I can see why you need practice groups.
Yeah, and it is. It's something to practice over and over. And we can practice it by ourselves, actually. But it's, of course, a lot more fun to practice it with a group or to bring on somebody like myself who works as a coach with couples. And I love working with couples and helping them to learn just how to practice more compassionate connection with each other.
It's really an amazing process because you start thinking, well, what's the point of choosing connection? Because I'm right and I need that other person to hear my point of view. And finally you get to the point where it's, no, it's not about right and wrong. Anyway, we're going to take a break. So this is Dr. Patty Taylor and I'm with Scott Katamas. And we will be right back. And you can learn more about Scott at www.scottkatamas.info. I'll spell that for you. scottkatamas.info. And I just want to say, we do have another amazing show with Scott and Lori. It's a very hot show, and we do go into some of the basics of NVC and compassionate communication, and that's episode number 24. And I also want to add that the worksheet will be on Scott's episode page at personallifemedia.com and Expanded Lovemaking Show. So please stay right with us.
Listen to Sex, Love, and Intimacy, a podcast providing weekly audio workshops for your pleasure and connection on personallifemedia.com.
Okay, we're back, and this is Dr. Patty Taylor, and I'm here with Scott Katamas, and we're talking about compassionate communication, the aphrodisiac of intimacy. And I've been elected to be the jackal, I think, because Scott's the elected genius teacher of all of this, more than any other reason, relative to me anyway. So I'm going to have to do my hardest to be a jackal. No, it's really easy. Well, somewhere in between. Okay, how should we set this up?
Well, why don't we pretend that, we're lovers, and there's just something about the way I make love that just doesn't work for you. It's a turnoff. And now, of course, underneath that is something precious, because we all want to learn how to make love in a way that's joyful and feels good. But let's just go ahead and why don't you, as jackal or as clumsy and as mean as you can possibly be, express to me what a crappy lover I am.
God, you're nowhere near my spot. I've told you 1,000 times, if not, like, a million where it is, and you keep trying to make a map. I'm not a map. You can't make a map. Don't you know how to feel? And it really hurts when you rub me the wrong way. And I'm getting to the point where this is getting harder and harder to be with you. And if you could just like feel into my energy, I would be having fun, and it just really kind of freaks me out, and it's very painful for me because I really want to connect with you, and I don't know what to do. I'm at my wit's end because I wanted this to be a really special day, and once again, I feel like you're trying to make a map. You're in your head. You're going into your performance anxiety. And I feel that. I feel that, you know, and we're not connecting again.
Okay, so if I hear this, I'm going to feel really shut down. I'm going to feel scared. And I'm going to recognize that rather than reacting, I want to respond. And in order to respond, I'm going to need a little bit of time. So the first step would be for me to say to Patty, okay, Patty, you just expressed a lot of really important things. I really want to understand you. I want to work this out. And honestly, can you just give me a few minutes to gather my thoughts? Because I'm afraid that I might say something reactive or something I might regret. So I just want to get my thoughts in order. So can you just give me a couple minutes to kind of get centered and then we'll continue this conversation? Can I just go to the bathroom and kind of get my head on straight first?
Yeah, I need a few minutes too.
So we've agreed that we're going to connect, you know, and I wanted to let her know I'm not blowing her off. I'm not just saying no. I let her know right off the bat what she said was important. I got that it was important. I want to work it out, but I need some time to get my head on straight. So now I'm away from her. I'm in the bathroom, and the first thing I'm going to do is start by acknowledging I'm in pain. That really hurt what she said. It brought up a lot of my fear. I feel insecure. Part of me is feeling like maybe I'm not a good lover, maybe I'm not the right lover for her, maybe I'll never be able to get it together again. I'm starting off just by acknowledging what I'm telling myself and what the painful, fear-oriented, scary things are running through my head.
And I just want to break in and say, I think we've really dramatized things here. So it could just be even that I said one of those things.
Sure.
Like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And that sometimes it's even the little things mm-hmm. that can trigger something major in the other person. So it doesn't always have to be something really harsh and cruel. So, you know, we never know necessarily what it is that impacts another person.
Yeah, and how we hear things. You know, so often somebody can say a lot. And actually, most of it can be gentle, but if there's just one word, one trigger word, you know, what's wrong with you, or you always do that, we can get stuck on just that one word. I don't always do it, or what's wrong with me? You know, we get stuck on that word. So that's why we have to get in touch with what am I thinking? What am I running through my head?
I think the counterpart for a woman might be something, you know, could be a million things or, you know, a lot of things too, but it might be just something as simple too as the guy going, how's that for you, honey? And, you know, he's asked her so many times and she's terrified of telling him the truth. So I'm just going to sort of play out the woman's side here, okay? And maybe you can coach me a little mm-hmm. bit. Okay, so I'm the woman and he's just asked me and how it is for me, and I'm the woman, and I'm afraid to be honest with him because he's paying the mortgage, we have kids, I don't want to rock the boat, and quite honestly, it felt like you know, he was fumbling a football, but I'm afraid to tell him. So I just want to clam up and go numb, and he's going to feel that. And, you know, so maybe we can do the coaching the other way since, and I don't know what to do. I go into this white zone where I just, so what happened now? What do I do?
Well, the first thing to do is again, give yourself empathy. So acknowledge within yourself what's going on. What are you feeling and what are you needing?
Oh, okay. So let's see. What am I feeling? I guess I'm feeling fear and confusion and sadness, and I think I'm feeling maybe a little bit of frustration. Yeah.
And underneath all of our feelings, anytime we're having an uncomfortable feeling, it's because there's some universal need or needs that haven't been met. In this case, I'm imagining, see if I'm right, I'm imagining that your need for consideration isn't being met. Your need for kind of understanding of your body isn't being met. Perhaps your need for romance or intimacy isn't being met, or any of those needs, the needs underneath that?
You know, the way I was envisioning it, I wanted to be met. I really wanted to be seen, deeply seen. I had this longing to just, you know, it's like the white knight that would come in and know who I was and just get me, just touch me and understand me, feel me, read and just get it. And instead that he has to ask and it's wrong and he doesn't know and it's painful. It's like, what happened to those times when it was effortless? So it's that need to be met.
So this comes up so often in relationships. So the first thing, Patty, is it's important for you in this situation to start by acknowledging that it's important for you to have a quality connection with your man and to give him reassurance. So you always want to start off with appreciation and reassurance, something along the lines of, sweetheart, you know, I love you so much, and I really want us to have a connection that just gets better and better. Would you be willing to hear some of the ways that perhaps we could have an even better connection? So you start with reassurance and then ask, make it safe. Is he interested in hearing? And make it as inviting as possible. Can you imagine doing something like that?
Yeah.
and because we want the same thing, you know. And we want to connect with the other. And if we use judgmental words or say it in a way that's going to make the other person defensive, it's less likely we're going to have connection. So if we start off with a loving thought, even if it's like earlier you just said, based on kind of the fantasy of this little story we're making up, it used to be really more wonderful than it is now. So you could even reference that. Gosh, honey, you know, there have been times that our lovemaking has been so spot on. There have been times I've felt so met by you, and I love when that happens. Isn't that wonderful? See, that's a reminding. It's an invitation to have a deeper connection that doesn't necessarily make me wrong.
Wow. That would turn me on if I could say that, wouldn't it? I mean, I would open up.
And so for anybody in relationship, when you want to bring up a touchy subject or a difficult subject, remember reassurance and invitation. Reassure the other person you're bringing this up because you care and you want to have a better connection. We all want to have better connections with each other. We all want that.
Okay, so we're running out of time, but I kind of want to role play something kind of on the upbeat side now. You know, let's just say things are going really hunky-dory. You know, we met, we fell in love. Things are going just hot, hot, hot. And I'm kind of an intensity junkie, and so are you. And I want to use NVC and this Reverend Gonzalez work and whatever to just sort of superpower my lovemaking. And I've heard that NVC can just help you make your life wonderful. How do I do that?
Well, again, it's about vulnerability and honesty. And so if in this scenario, if things are really that great, the magic words are, honey, I so love our connection. You want to go deeper? It's an invitation. We always want to ask. We want to make requests. And we want to make our requests sexy invitations. You know, we want to make them attractive invitations. So always start by acknowledging something wonderful, acknowledging our desire or appreciation for the connection, and then make an invitation to go deeper.
Ooh, I love that. What else could we say?
Well, another thing that we can do is really start by acknowledging something that the other person that does great. So it's like, Patty, I love the way you suck me. It's just so, I just love it. And I get so turned on. I get turned on just thinking about it. Would you be interested in hearing what it is that you do that I really like? Now, see, that's a way for me to open the invitation to go into more detail of helping her to understand that what I really like is this particular part of what she does. Maybe in there I might get in that there's another part that I don't enjoy as much. I'm emphasizing what I like, which is an invitation to go deeper.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, gratitude will get you everywhere with me.
With all of us, because we all want to be loved, and we all want to express love. And so as much as we can come from our heart and come from our compassion, whether it's a juicy thing or a challenging thing, reassurance and invitation is the key.
And positive feedback.
Absolutely, positive feedback. I love how you do such and such. Would you like to know what would turn me on even more?
Well, that definitely would work for me. Well, we're coming to the end of our show, and so I just wanted to have one more question. How might this work with fantasies? And then I would like to close out the show with any thoughts, just rumination. So a quick one or two liner on how you might put this into a fantasy.
Well, I think the most important thing, I'm a real big believer in people sharing their sexual fantasies with each other. And again, reassurance and invitation. The reassurance comes in, honey, I really love our connection. Can I share with you some of the sexual fantasies I have? It doesn't mean we have to act them out, but I want you to know some of the things that are my erotic fantasies. Would you like to hear?
Okay.
And of course, 99% of the people are going to say yes, because I've made it safe. I'm establishing we don't have to act it out. I just want to share with you some of my little erotic fantasies that turn me on. And then I can go into what those fantasies are and keep kind of checking in. And ideally, for the person listening, give reassurance of, God, thank you for trusting me. I really appreciate that you're willing to share this with me. And even if the fantasy, let's say Patty shares with me a fantasy that's not my fantasy, it's something that doesn't turn me on, or maybe something that I'm even have some judgment or some fear about, that's where I want to drop into my heart and recognize this person's trusting me enough to share with me her sexual fantasy. So even if it's not my thing, I can authentically say, I so appreciate you trusting me enough to share that with me.
I love what you're saying. I love it when a lover will say to me, wow, I just had this fantasy that you climbing on top of me and riding me really hard, but it's very open ended, or whatever the fantasy is, or you know, you're dressing up like a cheerleader and whatever, bringing three of your girlfriend, or just maybe that's a little too much of a fantasy, but I just had this fantasy that we were kissing out passionately, and I can hear it and not act on it. Or I can go, you did? Well, gee, you didn't tell me more.
Right. And so let's pretend for a second, if it is a challenging fantasy for someone to hear, because if it's easy, then that's easy. But if it's challenging, that's where you want to be vulnerable. So, you know, Patty, God, I'm really appreciating you sharing the fantasy. And I'll be honest, it brings up some insecurity for me, because it brings up my fear of what if I can't match your fantasy? And being vulnerable is a very beautiful thing. If we can be vulnerable about our insecurity, I promise you that vulnerability opens hearts.
Well, thank you so much. Well, we are coming to the end of our show, so I was just wondering if you could share with us any parting thoughts.
Choose love. In any given moment in our connection with the other, we always have a choice of choosing connection or separation. We can choose the mind or the ego or what we call the jackal that reacts, or we can drop down into our heart and choose love and compassion and choose connection. And you know what? Choosing love, compassion, and connection is so much more fun, so much more wonderful, so much more juicy. So let's do that.
Wow, very simple, very gorgeous. Thank you.
Thanks,
I think
Patty.
It's great to be here, and I love your show. Thank you for providing such fun, wonderful wisdom to people in such a joyful way. I really enjoy always being on your show.
Thank you so much, Scott. And I love choosing love, too, and spreading love. So that does bring us to the end of our show. I do have a request. Please fill out survey.personallifemedia.com, and that will help us get really great advertisers. And send me email at patty@personallifemedia.com. And for the transcripts of this show, go to personallifemedia.com and the Expanded Lovemaking Show, and you'll find Scott Katamas. We have some other really cool links there some of the DVDs that Scott's done in his website, and some other places where they do classes, and the sheets, the forms that you can use to actually do this stuff in your own relationships and with yourself. So I definitely encourage you to check out Scott's episode page. He's a very brilliant, gifted filmmaker, in addition to being an incredibly heart-open, compassionate communications coach. So that's it for today. Thank you very much for joining us. That's all for now. This is Dr. Patty Taylor, and I remain yours in ever-expanding lovemaking. And I'll see you next week.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.